Hey everyone, I want to tell you all one thing, like, what is the noble job to do? The job which you think most sacred one, it's motherhood. Really, she carries us 9 months and then she takes care of us for the entire life. Like, she sacrifices her entire life for us. Especially when, you know, in middle class South Indian families, it's really like mother leaves for kids itself. So everything they think, they do, they entirely live for the children itself. So mother job is the job that nobody can value in terms of money. The profession which you can't give money and just say it is your worth. It is the payment for your worth. So mother is such a holy and noble, sacred job. Do you know how she is valued here? Like, it's the most noble job. And do you know how things work? She lives such a noble thing. She does not such a noble thing. She lives. And the thing value here, like, what value does she get in return? You know, practically in my life, when I failed in exams, everybody told that it's because of her mother. Means in India, it's often like that. If anything goes wrong with the kids, they blame mother. And when I used to get prizes, or if they feel like I'm good or intelligent, they used to give credit to my dad. Hey, her father is bank employee. He gave her quality education. And when it comes to failure, they blame mother. This is the value she gets in return. And the thing that she thinks does she do, no one can give in money, or no one can value that. We can't just judge this value. You are limited to this. This is what you are worth. We can't give it, like, it's such a noble thing that we can't measure the value of it with anything. And in return, this is the way she used to be valued. And that fear lies in every mother. That's why mother treats son differently and daughter differently in India. In India, it's like, if you're a man, whatever you do, it's right. And if you're a woman, whatever you do is wrong. So whenever mother raises these kids, no, she will be like she's daughter, and she'll repeatedly say, like, you should come and see, like, my mom, she's so much worried, like, small things also. If I by mistake, if I touch anything with left hand, hey, don't touch that. If people sees that, if you touch that, they'll not allow you to come into the occasions and all. Like, so much fear for Fridays, Tuesdays, Saturdays, and you will have so many restrictions because they will blame, like, her mother did not teach her. That's why this girl is doing like this. So she's afraid of the judgment. And when it comes to brothers and sons, they are not afraid, because whatever man does, it's okay. That's the basic mindset that works here, and that is the biggest problem. And even marks also, if I score, she used to be very upset. She taught me how to play chess in UKG and how to, what we call, like, how to, many things she taught me in UKG itself. Like, that's the, and that too with what, you know, chapati stick. The stick with which they used to make chapati, she used to beat me with that, and she used to teach basics. And fifth table, so that I can learn time and all. So I remember so that much. And my brother, even when he reached fifth standard, he doesn't know alphabets. I was taught alphabets with food items. We used to get food items and that chips and all in shapes of A, B, C, D. She used to bring those and teach them with that. Means so cautiousness. I'm the first kid and he's the second kid. That's also different. And marks also, I remember when I got fourth rank also, I used to kneel down in home being punished. And my brother, 40 is also a big rank for him. He used to be out like F, D, E and F, and that's, but still, चलता है, व्हाटएवर मैन डज इट्स ओके, एंड दैट्स द रीज़न दे आर लाइक दैट. दैट डिफरेंस इज देयर बिकॉज ऑफ दिस सोसाइटी रूल. एंड इवन नाउ शी पैनिक्स, लाइक इफ एनीथिंग सेज डोंट टॉक लाइक दिस, पीपल विल से दैट आई डिडंट टीच एनीथिंग. एंड लाइक यू नो वॉट, people always be, whenever I speak something in against them, they blame my mom that she pampered me. And I'm, and those people who blame are not uneducated. Even highly educated people blame my mother and give credit to my father. If I'm doing good, credit goes to dad. If I'm doing bad, blame goes on my mom. Even highly educated people are also like this. I don't know, will this change, at least in my generation, or at least in my daughter's generation, if I have kids in future and all that, at least will it change in my granddaughter's generation? I'm very much worried with this inequality, and this has become a common thing and acceptable thing. I just feel someone reverse everything like this. Is this not the reason that women, they do, like every time she's like, even you should see this. The biggest thing I like now is we are giving catering nowadays, everything. When my mom's generation, when she got married, catering is not there that much. Those days, they used to, what means in traditional India, they used to marry, like every relatives come home, they used to share the work. And that work, and now if I cut vegetables, I don't know why, I cut with right hand and push it to left side. And that's also a big issue for my mom. It's like nobody will allow you to cut fruits, cut vegetables in functions and all. And like, mom, it's okay, now everyone is going for catering. I just wish all these rules vanish with modern technologies and modern methods. Because they expect us to cut with right hand and push the pieces also to right side, and I don't know how they do it. I just cut with right hand and push to left side. That's also an issue. So these are small, tiny superstitions. These tricks are used by mother-in-laws to torture daughter-in-laws. Really, these tricks, that's what this daughter-in-law who got tortured with these tricks, she will teach the kid that, ammo, what people might think, this she will impose on her kids. So I just wish all these things vanish away and mothers get the value they are supposed to be get. It's not like I am pampered by my mother. My mother is not responsible for my failures. In fact, I am most pampered by my father. And my mother is always strict and I am accountable to her. The reason for my failure is completely me. And most of the time people like, one of the teachers also like, why don't you listen to your parents and take whatever they want? If every time I listen to them, then I'll just be a carbon copy of them. I don't want to be just a carbon copy. I just want to be more of myself and create a new things. So in this order, I did lots of mistakes, and that completely is my responsibility, not my mother's. And I just wish whenever something goes wrong, don't blame mother itself. Father is equally responsible for children's growth. That's it, guys. Bye. If you want to watch me, you can watch me on YouTube, Gayatri Luck India, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, podcast, Gayatri Luck India. Bye, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.